peace this morning, Daddy. We honor, we magnify your name, Daddy. Blessed be your name from the rising of the sun to the going out of the same. The one whose name is holy, the one whose name is higher than every other name. We extol you, we magnify your name. Wherever you're joining us this morning, whatever time it is, just go ahead and just worship the Lord and thank him for the gift of life. Your life for a reason. He's kept you for his purpose. Father, we thank you for the privilege of coming into your presence this morning. Thank you for the atmosphere of your presence. Holy Spirit, thank you for going ahead of us this morning. Thank you for showing yourself strong and mighty. We vow to give you the glory. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. We want to bless the Lord and would like to welcome all of our online worshipers this morning. This is Dare to Dream Christian Center, the place where dreams are conceived, nurtured, and fulfilled. It gives us great joy to be able to come into the comfort of your homes or wherever you are viewing us from. Today, we are still speaking on the subject of how to prosper in a time of crisis. I want to trust that you are keeping well. We are confident of this verity that God will continue to keep and preserve us. We know that this plague will soon be over, and we are confident that everything is going to work together for good. Thank you for the opportunity of coming once again to your world. I trust God this morning that you will have an encounter with him alone. It will touch you right where you need it the most. Like I did mention earlier on, I'm still speaking on the subject of how to prosper in a time of crisis. Can we open our Bibles this morning to our text where it's found? 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. I'll read from verse number 24 down to 30. I will skip. I'll go to chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. God's word says, and it came to pass after these that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it until an ass head was sold for 80 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a calf of a doe's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing upon the wall, there cried unto him a woman, saying, "Help, my lord, O king." And he said, "If the Lord does not help thee, when shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the winepress?" And the king said unto her, "What troubleth thee, or what aileth thee?" And she answered, "This woman said unto me, give me your son, that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. And so we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her, on the next day, give me your son that we may eat him. And she had hid her son." Verse 30. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of this woman, that he rent his clothes, and he passed upon the wall, and the people behold, and he had sackcloth upon his flesh. Let's go to chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord." I like this. "Thus saith the Lord God, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria." Verse number 2. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see with your eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof." This will not be your inheritance. Whatever God has proposed and ordained, you are going to be a partaker in Jesus' name. Now let's read verse 16. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians, so that a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. If you follow this text carefully, It is very clear that God brought his people out of a time of famine, a time of crisis. You see that God prospered his people. Things were bad. Things were out of place, that people were eating one another's children. But you see, in the midst of the crisis, in the midst of the famine, you see God coming to the aid and the rescue of his people. I have been speaking on the subject of how to prosper in a time of crisis. There's no doubt about the fact that we're living in a crisis time in the world today. Challenging time, difficult time, a time of testing, a time of emergency. But one thing is sure and one thing is clear. In the midst of all that is happening, God has a plan. And I want you to hear me and hear me well this morning, that it is not that we are happy because of the crisis that is happening in the world. But I want you to know that a lot of fear is going out there. A lot of uncertainty is out there. But in the midst of all that is happening, God's word rules and God's word prevails. There are so many evidences from the word of God and from the lives of covenant men and women whom God has shown himself stronger on their behalf in a time of crisis. And that's why I am declaring to you this morning, you will not be an exception to the rule. You are coming out of this crisis better. You are coming out of this crisis stronger. And your head will be above the waters. You will prevail. And this crisis will not subdue you in the name of Jesus. I know that there's a lot of things happening there. Economies of the world are in recession. There is fear. There is anxiety. But Jesus said in John 16 verse 33. He says in the world there will be tribulation. But be of good cheer. Why? Because I, Jesus, I have overcome the world. So there is no reason to fear. If you have been following this series, I have shared with us about 11 secrets that will help you to prosper, to excel in a time of crisis. What I want to do today by the special grace of God is to share key number 12 with you. I'm going to share key number 12 by the special grace of God. Before I go ahead, let me say this. These secrets are intended to equip us, to empower us, so that we will know what to do, so that we will know how to behave, so that we know how to live. God has never left us in the dark. 1 John 1 verse 5 says, God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. The power behind these truths, the power behind the secrets will be when you begin to put your faith into action and take the necessary steps. There are things that God cannot help you and I to do, that you alone can do it. That's why the Bible says in James 2 verse 36, it says, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without corresponding action, like one translation says, is dead. So, what is the 12th key to prospering in a time of crisis? The 12th key to prospering in a time of crisis is that you also must be mindful of the help of God. You need to pay attention to the help of God in this season if you are going to succeed in this season. Hear me and hear me well this morning. Human help is failing. Self-help is failing. In fact, these kinds of help is not sufficient in themselves. You need something higher. You need something greater than self-help, than human help to succeed and prosper in a time of crisis. Even the experts themselves are confused now. So if you put your trust, if your hope is in the experts, then your help will be affected. Ladies and gentlemen, what am I saying? If you want to prosper in a time of crisis, you need to know how to lay hold of the help of God. What will bail you and I out of this season is divine help, not self-help, not human help. Because all these kinds of help are limited. If you look at the story that we read, you will see that until God spoke, nothing changed. It was the help of God that came through for them. Listen to this. When people begin to eat their children, you know that things were really bad. Until God spoke, nothing happened. Let me say this to you and hear me well this morning. The help of God is available to you in this season, and God's help will locate you wherever you are, in whatever area you need it, and you will not be put to shame in Jesus' name. Wherever you're watching me, say after me, say, God's help will locate me. Listen, that is what it takes to prosper. The Bible says, except the Lord, Psalm 127, except the Lord, verse 1, builds the house, they labor in vain that builds it. Proverbs 10, verse 22 says, the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and hardeth no sorrow. It is the blessing of God that will make you. It is the blessing of God that will empower you to succeed against all odds. And it was the blessing that empowered Isaac to prosper in the time of famine. Genesis 26. The Bible says Isaac sold the land. Verse 12. And the Bible says, and the Lord blessed him. The word bless means to empower somebody to prosper. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that this is the time you need to lay hold, you need to cling onto the help of God. The Bible says in Psalm 60, verse 11 to 12, or Psalm 108, verse 12 to 13, it says the same thing. It says, give us help from trouble. Why? It says, for vain is the help of man. I love the B part of that scripture, verse 12 or Psalm 60. It says, through God we will do what? Valiantly. For he is the one that will subdue our enemies. If you look at the text that we read, when the king saw those two women and the king was interrogating them, what's happening? What's troubling you? Listen, the woman said, help my lord, O king. The king answered in 2 Kings 6, verse 27. He says, if the Lord does not help you, where will help come from? Out of a barn floor or out of the wine press? In other words, he realized that if except God helps you, listen, your situation will not change. Listen to me. The help that you need to survive and succeed in this season is the help of God. And God's help will locate you wherever you are. God's help will make ways for you. God's help will single you out in this season in the name of Jesus. You know something? There's an anointing to prosper in a time of season as we're living in. Now, there is an anointing to thrive. There is an anointing to flourish in the place of difficulty. Otherwise, how did Isaac survive and succeed in time of famine? Genesis 26. Otherwise, how did Jacob succeed under a wicked tax master called Laban? You need to understand that the anointed will distinguish you. The anointed will make a way for you. Psalm 34 verse 6. I love that scripture. The psalmist said, this poor man cried unto you. And you what? You had him. And he said, you save him out of all his troubles. Not some, but all of his troubles. I want to prophesy to somebody here this morning, wherever you're watching me from, help is coming your way. You will not be stranded. It is the help of God that you and I need to succeed. That's why you must be mindful. You must pay attention. You cannot be negligent. Self-help will not see you through this season alone. Thank God for self-help. Thank God for natural help. It can never be compared to the help of God. Divine help is superior and higher than natural help. That's why I love Psalm 121. Psalm 121, the psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. And I ask the question, from whence cometh my help? I want to ask you this morning, where is your help coming from? Where are you looking to? Are you looking to systems? Are you looking to humanity? Are you looking to government? Are you looking to man? You may be disappointed. Because systems are failing. But God will never fail you. Hear me. God will never fail you. The help of God will locate you in this season.
The help of God will cause you to prosper against all odds. I'm speaking to somebody this morning. You will prosper in the name of Jesus. It's important for you to know that it is the help of God that is what you and I need to succeed. And I'm declaring and decreeing emphatically this morning that that help will locate you. Say after me, say, the help of God will find me out. The help of God will locate me. Whatever you do, listen, I know the experts have been speaking. The experts are good at speaking. But let me say this to you, they don't know everything. In fact, they don't have the final say. Listen, whatever man knows is limited. There's someone that his knowledge is unlimited. I rather put my faith and confidence in the unlimited God than put my faith and confidence in a man that can fall down and die the next minute. Isaiah 2 verse 22 says, cease from man. Why? He says, cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Ladies and gentlemen, you need God's help to succeed in this season. And I'm prophesying to you, wherever you are watching us from this morning, God's help will locate you. God's help will single you out in the name of Jesus. Now, very quickly this morning, how can I assess this help you're talking about? How can I lay hold? Because there's a way to lay hold of the help of God. How can I assess the help of God in this season? I will give you 5 keys before we pray this morning. 5 things that will help you to assess the help of God. The first one is that you need to turn to the Lord with all your heart. Let me say this to you. I believe that the reason that the help of God is far away from some people is because they are far away from God. You need to return to God with all your heart. Father, I believe God is using this season to make the hearts of men to turn back to Him. There are nations that have turned their back on God. There are nations that have turned their back on God that are not turning their heart back to Him. There are children that have turned their back on God. There are families that have turned their back on. It's time to return. I love a scripture in Isaiah 30 verse 15. Isaiah 30 15 says, "For thus saith the Lord, in returning and rest will you be saved." Look at that. In returning and rest will you be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength, and you will not. That's a word of assurance. It's time to return. If you want to assess the help of God, you need to turn to the Lord with all your heart. And I believe that God is using this season of this pandemic to make men to turn back. There are men who have doubted the existence of God. There are men who have criticized, who have made an open show of Christianity, who have made an open show of the God that we serve. Listen to this. They are turning back to Him now because God has the final say. Your story may be like the story of the prodigal. Luke 15 from verse 11. The prodigal left home. He forgot about God. Have you forgotten God? Have you forgotten the God that you used to serve? The God in whom you used to believe? It's time to return. He's calling your heart this morning. Come home, my son. Come back home, my daughter. Some of us used to be fathers. Some of us used to be on fire for God. But you've neglected that. It's time to come back. The prodigal son forgot the God. He forgot about his father. But you know something? When crisis came, he remembered. Luke 15, the Bible says, when he had spent all, he began to be in want. He was reduced to nothing. In his moment of desperation, he remembered God. That's why he said in Luke 15, verse 17, Luke 15, 17, he says, I will arise. He said, I will arise and I will go to my father. The Bible says he came to himself. As you are hearing me this morning, some of us are coming back to ourselves. The Bible says in verse 20, he arose and he came to his father. Listen, turn to God. Until we turn to God with the whole of our heart, we may not be in the position of assessing the help of God. So make up your mind today. I'm going to return. God wants your heart. Listen to me. Listen to me this morning. God wants your heart. Proverbs 23 verse 26. He says, my son, give me your heart. Let your eyes observe my way. But listen, before he can get what, I mean, before, what they say, he wants your attention. That's why I said, give me your heart. There's a place in Joel chapter 2. I think Joel 2 verse 12. God was talking to his people. He said, return unto me with all your heart, with weeping, with fasting and mourning. Listen, listen, God wants your heart. If you're going to assess the help of God, you need to draw to God with all your heart. There's a story in Matthew 15 verse 8. Jesus said, these people, they draw near to me. How did they draw near to me? With their mouth. They honor me with their lips. But he said, the most important thing which I want, your heart, is far away. Is your heart far away from God? It's time to return back to your maker. It's time to return back to God. Then help will arise. If help could arise and come on time for the prodigal because he returned, help will locate you in this season in Jesus' name. I say, help will return. Listen, help will find you in this season. Say after me, say, I'm returning back to God. Say, I'm returning back to God. I'm returning with all of my heart. I'm returning. No more excuses. I'm returning. I'm returning. I'm returning. He will accept you. You will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. But return. I pray for you this morning that you return. You return with the heart of repentance. You return with the heart of a contrite heart. You will return. The Bible says in James 4 verse 8, draw near to God. What will happen? He will draw near to you. So as you make the attempt this morning to return back to him, I prophesy to you this morning, help will locate you in Jesus' name. That's the first thing we need to do if we're going to assess help. Number two, how can I assess the help of God? You need to seek him with the whole of your heart. Seek him. How? Whole of your. Listen, the people that we find help, the people that we assess help, divine help, are the people who seek for God with the whole of their heart. Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says that. God says, you will find me under one condition. When you search for me, how? With all. Notice that word, all your heart. It's time to seek him with the all of your heart. It's time to go after God with all of your heart. Listen to this. That is what will make help available. At times, people don't see God with the totality of your heart. There's a story about a king known as King Hasa. King Hasa. He was king over Judah. You see the story in 2 Chronicles 16. 2 Chronicles 16. This king started so well. From verse 12 to 13. He had a disease in his feet in his 39th year of his reign. The Bible says in his year, in that time of his, when he had that ailment, he did not seek the Lord. He sought unto physicians. Now, there's nothing wrong with doctors. Nothing wrong with doctors. They have their beat. But this man, listen, if you check his record was that he was always seeking God first and above every other thing. But this time around, he forgot God. The Bible says he died with that disease, tragically, at the end of the day. Why? Because he did not seek God with the whole of his heart. I want to challenge you. Listen to this. We need to seek God with the totality of your heart. You will find him when you seek for him with the whole of your heart. I remember experiences of hard, of how God came through, how God's help came through in my own personal life. It didn't come through until my heart was interwoven with his purpose. There's a king known as Uzziah, 2 Chronicles 26. 2 Chronicles 26 verse 5. The Bible says, Uzziah, look at this testimony. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. You know what something happened? When he began to prosper, he forgot God. And you see that was his downfall. That's the downfall of many people today. Many people start out seeking God, but they neglect or they forget him. It's time to return. I want to challenge you this morning. Whatever you may be going through, whatever you may be passing through, Listen, in this season, in this time of crisis, you can find help from God when you seek him with all of your heart. Listen, men may tell you every other door is shut. But let me say this to you. There is a God who rules in the affairs of men. He will make ways for you. He will make ways for you in the name of Jesus. And you will not be stranded. Say after me, say, I will not be stranded. Say after me, say, I will not be stranded. In ways that you find difficult to understand, in ways that you find difficult to comprehend, he will show up strong. Let's see God. Let's see God. You know, somebody was saying this to me during the season of pandemic. I have so many, plenty of time to myself. I don't even know what to do with my time. I said, you better invest your time wisely because you may never have this kind of time again. This is the time to see God. This is the time to see God. This is the time to lock yourself in and see God. Sort things out about your destiny. Sort things out about your family. Sort things out about your tomorrow. Don't waste time. Don't waste this time. Invest this time wisely. I want to prophesy to you this morning. As you seek God, God will begin to reveal himself to you. He'll begin to reveal his mind to you. Oh, one of the things that I treasure in my life the most is the times and the opportunity and time that I have to spend with God. It is more valuable than every other thing. Whatever I'm doing today is as a result of the product of seeking God. When you seek God, God will reveal his mind to you. When you seek God, God will show you things about the future. When you seek God, the reason some people are shaking and quaking, the reason some people are uncertain is because they don't have a word from God. Let me say this to you. Inasmuch as the world is going through a crisis time, listen, it still gives peace in the midst of trouble. Listen, peace is not the absence of danger. Peace is the presence of God in the midst of danger. Listen to this. If he's in a boat with you, your boat will not capsize. If he's in a boat with you, you will make it to the other side. If he's in the boat with you, he will give you sleep. The Bible says, he giveth his beloved sleep. Sleep in the midst of trials. So make up your mind. Say after me, say, I will seek his face. That's what the Bible says in Psalm 105. Psalm 105 verse 4, seek the Lord. Seek his face. Seek his strength. How? Continually. As you seek God with the whole of your heart, help, divine help will locate you in the name of Jesus. How can I assess divine help? Number three, you can assess divine help when you begin to trust in the Lord with all your heart. The Bible says in Proverbs 3 verse 5, trust in the Lord with all, not some, all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Listen, trusting in the hand of flesh will fail you. Trusting in systems will fail you. Trusting in, listen, if you put your trust in a man in this season, you will be disappointed. That kind of help is not reliable. It's not sustainable. I learned bitter lessons over the years from what I'm telling you. Listen, your eyes is supposed to be on God, not on any man. Watch me. Listen. God is the one who rules in the affairs of man. If you keep your eyes on him, he can use any channel. Listen. He can use any man. He can use anything for you. But you must keep your eyes on him, not on man. Systems are not reliable now because systems have failed. Look to God. Someone said, how am I going to be sure? Are you so sure I will be well taken care of? Are you sure that my future is guaranteed? Listen, he who holds the future is your father. That's why I love that songwriter. Because he lives, I can what? Face tomorrow. If God is your heavenly father, listen, your tomorrow is settled. Sometimes you say, my tomorrow is all right. Listen, he's your father. That's why it says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of what? Peace, not of evil. To give you what? An expected end. Please don't trust in the hammer of flesh. It will fail. Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9. It says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Listen, a man can fall down and die. I've been in a place where somebody made the promise, and some few days later, he denied he made the promise. Now, that's a man for you. If you put your hope and trust in man, you will be disappointed. Look to God. It is God who will choose the means and the avenue. Look at how God came through for his people in the time of need, a time of crisis. If you look at this story, help came from the most unlikely source, four lepers. How could four lepers be instrumental to bringing a nation who was in crisis, out of crisis, to a time of plenty? That's God for you. If you look at these guys and you looked on them, you will have missed your blessing. That's why I tell people, listen to this. God can use anybody. God can use anything. God can use any situation for you. Listen, that's why he wants you to trust him. Not things, not people, not systems. If you are going to assess the help of God in this season, your confidence, your faith must be in God. If you look at the man who did not partake, that trusted aid of the king, 2 Kings chapter 7, he was one of the most trusted aids. He's like the minister of economic and national planning. He is close to the heart of the king. He said to the man of God, he said, even if God were to open the window, this can never happen. Now, why? Because his word was Lord to the king. He had so much confidence in himself, in his ability. He forgot that there was a God that rules. The man of God said. I mean, when I think about what Elisha said, I said, he didn't even give him a second chance. He said, you will see this thing with your eyes. You will not pass. Let me say this to you. That will not be your portion. You will come out of this COVID-19 pandemic. Listen. Listen, I've said this and I'm going to say it again. There's life under COVID-19 and there will be life after COVID-19. This is not the end of the road for you. Listen to this, you will come out better and stronger out of this pandemic in the name of Jesus. But your eyes, keep your eyes on him. The Bible says they looked unto him. Psalm 34 verse 5. They looked not unto man, they looked unto him. Where are you looking? Where are you looking? Are you looking to man or to systems? They looked unto him and their countenances were lightened. If you look unto God, he will encourage you. Stop looking to man. Psalm 37, 39. It says the salvation of the righteous is what? Of the Lord. That means your help comes from the Lord. So why are you looking to man? It says he is their strength in the time of trouble. Let me say this to you. Humanly speaking, naturally speaking, you may not know how God is going to bring you out of this season. But believe me, you're sincerely, he will bring you out. So I said, how do you know that? Look at what he did. When you look at the track record of God, what he has done for other covenant children is a testimony of what he will do for you. And you will not be put to shame. So listen, let your confidence be in God, not man. Many of us know the story of David when he came and faced Goliath. Listen, Goliath was trusted in his sword, in his spear. He was trusted in his experience. When he stood before Goliath, 1 Samuel 17, 45, David said, I come against you. And he said, I come against you in the name. Notice that. The name of the Lord of hosts. The God of the armies of Israel that you defile. He didn't come in his name. He came in his name. The name of the Lord. Proverbs 18 verse 10 says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs. Have you ever asked yourself, why is the righteous running? The righteous is in danger. That's why he's running. There's trouble. Otherwise, why is he running? Why is he running? Let me say this to you. The Lord will be your refuge in this season. Your foot shall not be taken in the name of Jesus. You will survive this season. You will succeed this season. You will have significance in this season. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. There are people, there are places that God has appointed for your provision. You will not miss it in this season. I say it again. There are places, there are people that God has appointed for your provision and supply. You will not miss that in the name of Jesus. There are opportunities that he has prepared for your lifting. You will not miss out in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. So make up your mind. Trust God. That's how to get his help. God's help is always available to those who will put their trust in him. God's help is always available to those who look unto him. Listen, you will look and you'll not be ashamed. As you look unto him, rather, you will not be ashamed in the name of Jesus. So that's how to assess the help of God. Let me run because of time. Number four, how can I assess the divine help of God? You can assess the divine help of God by calling upon him. Calling upon him. I love that scripture. It says, call upon me, Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call upon me. What an audacious statement. Call upon me. And I will what? He said, I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. Psalm 34 verse 6. The psalmist said, this poor man cried. Unto what? Cried unto you. And you had him. And you saved him out of all his troubles. You know, in the natural, when the baby is crying, a mother responds to the cry of his baby. There's a scripture in Job 36. I think Job 36. Verse 7, it says, God does not withdraw his ears from the cry of the righteous. Listen, God's ears are inclined to your cry. God's eyes are upon the righteous. That's what the Bible says. Psalm 34. Psalm 34, verse 15, it says, the eye of the Lord is upon the righteous. His ears are what? Inclined to their prayers. Listen to this. As you call, help will arise for you. The Bible says, while you are yet speaking, God says, I will manifest. Listen to this. Our God is alive and well. If you call upon him in this time of crisis, he will show himself strong. Listen, when I check scriptures, when I look at scriptures, I see God coming through for people who have always called upon the Lord. That's an experience. I was a king that was so challenged in 2 Chronicles 14, King Asa, when he was seeking God's face. The enemy came against him. He made that powerful statement, verse 11. He says, Lord, it's nothing with you to help. I love that. It is nothing with God to help you, my brother. Nothing with God to help you, my sister. He said, it's nothing with you to help, whether we did that are many or we did a few. He says, help us, O Lord our God, because we trust in you. Listen, we are not trusting ourselves. Our eyes upon you. You know, God came mightily true for him. If you will call upon God, you will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. I remember an experience that happened to me almost a year ago, May the 5th, 2019, when I was going on my early morning walk in the morning, and I was attacked by two guys on a bike. I mean, it was a life threatening. I mean, you know, God came through miraculously delivering me. But one of the things I recall it because it was last week or so, about 2 weeks ago, that incident happened. Make it to be 1 year rather. And I was thinking about something. Listen, the only thing that I could remember was Jesus. Listen, at times you may not have the verb, the words. All you can say, God, help me. He will still hear you. I shouted the name Jesus. 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 He came to my head and rescued. As you call upon God in the time of crisis, he will come through for you in the name of Jesus. The psalmist says, I will call upon the Lord. Psalm 18 verse 2. Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved from the hand of my enemies. As you call upon him, he will save you. He will deliver you. He will make ways for you in the name of Jesus. Then finally, because of time, how can I assess the help of God? That's number five. The help of God can be assessed to those who are not sufficient of themselves. Listen. God will never help a proud or arrogant person. In fact, God cannot help a proud or what? Arrogant fellow. Listen, if you want God to help you and come true for you in this season, you must humble yourself. Listen, if you are full of yourself, it's an indication that you don't need him. In fact, God cannot help proud people, arrogant people. You see, I've observed something. The help of God always comes to the humble. The help of God always comes to those who are not sufficient to themselves. The help of God always comes to the weak, the vulnerable. God's help always comes to them. But to those who think they are strong, to those who think they are sufficient, God's help is far away from them. So you know what you need to do if you're going to assess God's help. That minister that I mentioned, 2 Kings chapter 7, he was so full of himself, was so full. He didn't see God in the equation. He didn't see how God could ever do it. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's one attitude that I know that God hates, is pride. In fact, the Bible says in Proverbs 6, verse 16 to 19, it says there are seven things that God hates. The first on the list is a proud look. You know, somebody can be arrogant through his looks. God says, I hate a proud look. If you check Proverbs 16 verse 5, the scripture says, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. So God detests, God hates pride or proud people. Proverbs 8 verse 13, it says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And he mentions among several things. He says, one of the things I hate what? Arrogancy and pride. God hates arrogancy. That's why the Bible says in James 4 verse 6, he says he giveth more grace. He says God resists the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. Listen, watch this. Humility is always a lifter. Humility is a promoter. Those who are sufficient of themselves will never assess the help of God. If you want to rise, if you want God's help to come to you in this season, humble yourself. Show to him that without him you can do nothing. Show to him that is your sufficiency. I love what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10. It says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Paul was a great man. Oh, great man. He wrote more than half of the New Testament. He was an apostle of the New Testament. He accomplished so many things, yet he did not abrogate it to himself. He did not say, hey, I've arrived. You know, we talk about Daniel today, we celebrate Joseph. Those guys survived, those guys succeeded in a time of famine. You know, one of the reasons they succeeded was because they were humble. Joseph was not a proud guy. If he had pride in his life, he would have dealt with his brothers. He'll say, you see now, you are playing with me. I will show you now. Like they say in my language, I will show you Pepe. I mean, but he was humble. God had raised him. Let me say this to you. The way up is the way down. If you want to stay up, you must remain humble. Humility will not only take you to the top. Humility will keep you there. If you want God's help regularly, consistently, you have to remain small in yourself. You have to depend upon him. God will never help, I repeat again, arrogant and proud people. This is the time to show your dependency on God. This is the time. Listen, human knowledge has failed. Systems are failing. Human help is failing. But divine help will not fail you. Look to him. Trust in him. Oh, I can tell you stories upon stories of how God has come true for me because, I always see myself as somebody who does not know. Because the day you think you know, you're your way down. If you want to rise and keep rising, if you want to survive and beat this famine and rise on top of this situation, show to God that you're not depending on yourself. Don't be sufficient of yourself. Let God see that you depend on him. Paul says, 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5, as I close, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency, verse 6, is of God, who has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. He says, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. I want to challenge you this morning. All of us who are listening and watching this broadcast, I want to challenge you this morning. It's time to look up. Look up to Him. Listen, you need divine help to succeed and to survive this famine. What has come upon the world is beyond man. Only a divine solution. Divine help. Nothing beats God. Nothing catches God by surprise. Human beings may be surprised by what is happening, but God is never surprised. And listen, as you begin to put your trust in His help, as you begin to depend on His help, I see Him making ways for you in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to you once again this morning, the help of God will locate you wherever you are. Listen, God can reach you wherever you are. You are not too far away from Him. Wherever you are, His eyes. Proverbs 15 verse 3 says, the eye of the Lord is in every place, beholding the good and the evil. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9 says, the eye of the Lord running what? To and fro the universe to show Himself strong on the behalf of those whose heart is pure. He will show Himself strong to you. I wanted to lift up your hand wherever you're watching me this morning and say, God's help will locate me in this season. I receive divine help. I receive His divine assistance. And I know that He will see me this true season. Listen, go ahead and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Divine help is coming your way. Divine help is coming your way. Divine help is coming your way. You will not be stranded. Divine help is coming your way. You will not be put to shame. Divine help. Karosha bayaka prodeke surege suseke. Ipraninge koraka surege telige serigata. Help beyond human understanding. Help beyond human reasoning. Bigger than what you can think. Bigger than what you can put together. Because God is bigger than your imagination. God is greater than your imagination and your thoughts. Pray with me this morning. Those of us who need to return, say, I'm returning back to you, God. I'm returning with all my heart. I'm sorry for neglecting you. I'm coming home. I'm coming back to my Father. Likarosa ya katarakasa. Iprado basure bakata. Repro baka sure bakata. Uprenige sure negerabaka. Ruparaka. Sekora suse gigeke. Opradige garusha yanga karosa. Kura bakatura baka. Kura bakatura baka. Lord, we give you praise this morning. Lord, we give you worship this morning. Lord, I know there's no distance in the realm of the Spirit. I pray for everyone whose faith is stretched out this morning. Lord, confirm your word. Confirm this word. You gave me this word based on a direct instruction. Lord, I pray this morning that you will confirm this word with signs and wonders in the lives of your people. Your people will not be stranded. They will not be stranded in this season. Rather, they will prosper. They will flourish. They will thrive in the midst of this crisis. In the name of Jesus, you came through for the nation of Israel. You came through for Elijah. You came through for Isaac and every covenant person. You will come through. Let your help, divine help, let it locate your people, wherever they may be this morning, in the name of Jesus. Give them a testimony. Give them a new song. Blessed be your name. If you're watching me this morning, you know you need to return back to the Lord. You know you're far away from Him. You need to return back to Him with all of your heart. I want to pray for you. I want to say this prayer of rededication, committing yourself to the Lord. Say, Father, I come back to you today. I know you're my daddy. I'm returning today with all of my heart. Thank you, Jesus. I open the door of my heart again to you. Thank you. I renew my relationship. I renew my walk. Lord, I pray for revival. I pray for restoration in the lives of those who are returning back this morning in the name of Jesus. And if you're watching me, if you have never given your life to Christ, this is your day. I want to put your hands on your chest and you surrender. Say this prayer after me. Say, dear God in heaven, I come to you today. I believe in my heart that Jesus died and rose again for my sins. I confess Jesus Christ is my Lord. Thank you for saving me. I receive the power to live for Him. Blessed be your name. If you pray that prayer, the miracle of salvation has taken place. I pray God's grace, God's power rest upon you in the precious name of Jesus. I believe you have been blessed this morning. You have received something from the hand of the Lord. I want to encourage you. Please take the time to go over this message. Faith does not come by hearing, it comes by hearing. By the special grace of God, I'm going to do something on Tuesday. Please join us for the broadcast. It's going to be more of interactive, responding to questions and also praying. I'm going to be having a prophetic insight. It's going to be a prophetic insight meeting. Prophetic insight into how to prosper. Into how to prosper in the time of Christ. That will be the final part of this series. Please, I want you to take the time. We're planning also how to get this message available. We're going to make it available in a downloadable version. So that you can easily download. You can hear it again and again. Watch out on our social media handles. We're going to make it available free. Because I believe, I just want to do everything possible to get this message out to you, have in your hands, to prepare you for this season so that you can rise above this season. I know you are winning already. I know you are a winner. And I know you will not be put to shame. Just go ahead and just bless the Lord and thank you for the opportunity this morning. Great opportunity to come into His presence. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we honor you.